Proclamation number 6490 of 4th of March, 1956. The moment of rebirth. Nothing is more significant in earthly life than the moment when you take the path to me of your own free will. When you become aware that you owe your earthly life to a supremely perfect being and that you now want to make contact with this being. This moment is the beginning of an inner change, because I take hold of you from this moment on and no longer refrain from influencing you, but without forcing your will. But I already possess this will through the turning of your thoughts towards me, and now your path safely leads heavenwards. This turning to me in thought must happen voluntarily. You may neither be hindered nor forced to change your will, and therefore you'll understand how immensely important this moment of voluntarily turning to me is, for by doing so you give me the right to draw you. Countless people, however, walk their earthly path completely empty. They reject everything that could inspire them to think about their earthly purpose of life. And neither do they want to acknowledge a higher being which could make demands on them. Indications of such a being pass them by ineffectively, they only fall on their ears and leave no impression. For their will is still directed differently, they still completely belong to my adversary, whom they admittedly don't accept as a being either, but to whom they nevertheless pay homage through their worldly desire. Just as conversely they would also pay homage to me without consciously acknowledging me if they aspired to spiritual possessions, i.e., if they desired them, if they acknowledged a kingdom outside the earthly world and demanded enlightenment about it. For then not much more time would pass that he would also acknowledge a lord of that world and mentally turn towards this lord. All people are certainly informed about such a higher being, but whether they accept such knowledge as true is decisive. This is why this moment is so significant when the inner conviction of a creator and sustainer of everything visible and of the connection between him and the human being himself comes alive. This inner conviction is, as it were, already the past test of will for which the human being stays on earth. For anyone who has gained this inner conviction also tries to approach the being he has recognized. He is always stimulated by me to do so as soon as this moment of new birth has occurred, the recognition of another world and its Lord. He has then stepped out of a realm of darkness because he saw a light and is striving towards it. Every turn from the earthly material kingdom into spiritual spheres is such a moment which initiates the complete return to me and will therefore always be favored and encouraged by me, because it is solely a matter of the human being on earth learning to recognize me in order to now also fully consciously acknowledge me as his God and Father of eternity. But since no coercion can be applied, since my adversary also does everything to prevent this turning to me, it can often take a long time and occupy the greater part of earthly life until this moment occurs, but it can also remain a futile effort on my part if the soul still carries much of the resistance within itself and therefore fully and completely dedicates itself to the world and its Lord. But the conscious turning to me can also take place at an early stage and then a helper grows up for me in such a person who tries to influence his fellow human being in the same way, because he has recognized how extremely significant the acknowledgement of me myself as the most perfect being is for all who dwell on earth as a human being. 4th of the 3rd 1956. Because he knows that the return to me can only take place when I become the aim they strive for. and he will now also try to persuade his fellow human beings to unite with me, and therefore he will confess me to them with all zeal, and I myself will bless his endeavor, for now he works for me and my kingdom, believing in me and my strength, which is always at his disposal. Amen.